Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, this Sunday, we've got a couple of important votes, two very important national votes. And, of course, the big one is Marriage for All. This is the vote, of course, on gay marriage. That one's been a long time coming, that one. There's also one about called the 99% Initiative. We'll have a look at that one in just a moment. But let's start off, though, Dario, with Marriage for All. It has really been a long time coming. Switzerland's behind on this a bit, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Switzerland is actually one of the last four countries in Western Europe that still denies homosexual couples the right to marry. Next Sunday, though, this could change. Following 7 years of parliamentary debate, Swiss citizens are finally going to vote on whether the right to marry should be extended to same-sex couples. Now, the parliament and the government have already voted in favor of the introduction of gay marriage, but the Federal Democratic Union, a very small religious and right-wing populist party, they collected the necessary signatures to launch a referendum, and this is what will be voted on this coming Sunday.
Now, Switzerland does already have registered partnerships for homosexual couples, which gives homosexual couples some rights. But what would be the additional rights if that partnership, registered partnership, moved into a marriage? What changes there?
Well, yes, this the so-called registered partnership exists in Switzerland since 2007. This one gives homosexual couples the possibility of choosing, for example, a common name or receiving a share of the partner's inheritance or pension. But the right to marry would remove some remaining injustices. For example, non-Swiss partners in a same-sex couple would be able to access facilitated naturalization, as is the case with heterosexual marriages. So if a Swiss citizen marries a foreign citizen, then right now, for heterosexual couple, this foreign citizen would then be naturalized more easily. But this isn't the case for homosexuals that are in a registered partnership. But with gay marriage, then this would also be true for homosexual couples, that their foreign partner would be naturalized more easily. Marriage would also give access to the right to adoption, to adopt a child for homosexual couples, obviously, and to medically assisted for female couples. And finally, marriage would remove unequal treatment in widows' pensions, because there's also a difference between the registered partnership and marriage with regards to widows' pensions.
Okay, so it's going to be a significant change then if this vote passes. But what are we looking at, Dario? Do we think this one's going to pass or not?
Yes, Marriage for All, as the issue is officially called by the campaigners, is likely to be accepted by the population. The last official opinion poll from last week showed 63% in favor of gay marriage and only 35% against it. So if it didn't pass, it would be a big surprise. But voter turnout has been low so far. So the campaigns are still mobilizing people and urging them to go vote. So if you are listening and you have the right to vote, or if you know people who do, don't forget to mobilize them.
Yeah, absolutely, because I was going to say, it would be a shame if this fails just because so many people thought, that's bound to pass, I won't bother. We have to make sure of that one. So, yes, if you have the vote, get out and vote. Now, let's take a look at another one. This is another federal vote on Sunday. It's called the 99% Initiative. So what's that one all about?
Yes. This one is a popular initiative, so this proposes a change to the constitution, whereas the other one, just as a quick remark, the other one would be a change in law. So gay marriage would be introduced through a new law, not through a change of the constitution. Constitutional lawyers, they have said that the constitution, Swiss constitution, does in no way say anything that goes against gay marriage. That just as a quick remark. So this would be a change in law. This, the 99% initiative, this would be a change in the constitution. This initiative was launched by the youth chapter of the Socialist Party that aims to tackle disparities in distribution of wealth and income. Simply put, the initiative wants to increase the tax on capital revenue, so that is dividends, shares, interests on wealth and rent, by a factor of 1.5 compared with a regular income tax. Gains below 100,000 Swiss francs would not be subject to that higher level of taxation.
Okay, so what are the main arguments in favour and then against this initiative?
Well, the campaigners say that it is not fair that wealth generated through work is oftentimes taxed at higher rates than wealth generated through interests and gains from dividends and shares. They claim their proposal is a step towards more equality. And now opponents, on the other hand, they say that the tax would harm Switzerland and fail to redistribute wealth. And they fear that there would be an investment drain that could force the closure of many family-owned companies, and argue that the gap between rich and poor is not dramatic in Switzerland compared with other countries.
Okay, so that one, so we think the marriage for all will pass, but what about the 99% initiative? Which way is that one likely to go, do we think?
This one, as many would expect in Switzerland, is fail on Sunday, as the last polls show that 57% of the population intends to reject the proposal.
Okay, so the 99% yes. initiative one looks like that will fail. Okay, because actually popular initiatives tend to fail, don't they? They rarely pass, to be honest.
They tend to fail, and they also tend to fail maybe even a little more often when they're from the
from the left wing parties, right?
Things that go against the mainstream economic interests, you could say, maybe.
Right.
And then oftentimes people are like, oh no, it could hurt the economy. Let's keep the things as they are, because they don't seem to be too bad compared to other places around the world.
Okay, right. So that one is likely to fail and the status quo will be kept. But we do expect the Marriage for All vote on Sunday to pass. Daria, thanks very much indeed. That was Daria there taking a look at the upcoming votes this Sunday. And of course, Daria will join us unusually, as he always does, on a Monday, next Monday, where we'll be taking a look at the results of those votes. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the Swiss Up series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.